You're listening to SBS News.
The New South Wales Special Commission of Inquiry into the Drug ICE has heard calls for the removal of criminal sanctions for personal drug use and possession. The recommendation echoes others made earlier this year by the United Nations to end criminalisation and treat drug use and addiction as a health and social issue rather than a criminal one. Now agencies and workers with drug users in Australia are renewing their calls for change. Take Control is an advocacy group calling for an end to criminal charges for personal possession that make getting help harder. Matt Knopfs is a spokesman for Take Control and CEO of the youth empowerment agency Ted Knopfs Foundation.
Best thing to do when we're thinking about decriminalisation is to simplify. Think of it like this: locking them up doesn't fix the problem. But when they've assaulted someone or they've done something else, they've committed another crime outside of the drug use, that needs to be treated. Absolutely. It needs to be punished, but punished separately.
A position paper released earlier this year by the United Nations on drug-related matters called for the promotion of alternatives to conviction and punishment in appropriate cases and better protection for the human rights of people who use drugs. Melanie Walker is CEO of the Australian Injecting and Illicit Drug Users League. Ms. Walker says Australia's rehabilitation, counselling and pharmacotherapy services are world-class, but the criminalisation of personal drug use results in stigma and discrimination, stopping people from coming forward to get help.
We've got some international evidence, we've got some great national policy frameworks. Now we just need governments that are willing to change their counterproductive laws and allocate some resources so that the things that we know that work can go forward to achieve better outcomes for everyone.
Ms. Walker says figures from the Drug and Alcohol Resource Centre show between 200,000 and 500,000 people a year are turned away from drug treatment services in Australia because there isn't capacity in the system to take them. Ms. Walker says the stigma associated with drug use is one of the reasons more services are not on offer.
One in two people who are needing drug treatment in Australia actually don't get it. And when you consider this situation in light of other medical conditions, if someone had a heart attack and presented to the hospital and half of those people were turned away and told they couldn't get assistance, I think you can see how stigma and discrimination comes into play in terms of resourcing at this systemic level.
Ms. Walker says most pharmacotherapy programs used to treat dependents are run by state and federal governments and not-for-profit services with long waiting lists. But even for those who may have private health insurance or other means to pay for treatment in the private health sector, things aren't much better.
In terms of the private sector, there really is very little regulation of the private sector, so you don't know what you're getting in terms of purchasing. So what we see is that the majority of the drug and alcohol treatment sector is either government or non-government organisations, and all of those agencies are struggling to meet demand at this point.
Chris Goff is the Executive Director of the Canberra Alliance for Harm Minimisation and Advocacy.
When you're stigmatised and discriminated against, it becomes internalised and you don't think that you deserve any services. And so what I see is people who are disengaging with society because their problematic drug use is causing a social isolation. Everybody has a different situation and different set of problems, but people who are deeply withdrawn and who need us to build some trust so that they can then engage with healthcare services.
He says most people who turn up to the centres seeking treatment are forced to wait for up to 3 months to get access to a rehabilitation place. This results in many people disconnecting with the system, delaying treatment or overdosing during the waiting period. Mr. Goff says he's often surprised by the strength of many of the people who walk through his doors, some resorting to drugs as a coping strategy to deal with past trauma.
And what we must remember is that people with problematic drug use, you know, often have extremely traumatising experiences behind them. And when I see people coming through the front door of Karma and I listen to their stories, sometimes I think to myself, I don't know whether I would have survived the things that these people have gone through. And yet here they are struggling on and trying to engage with our service.
Other recommendations made to the New South Wales ICE Inquiry are for more investment in specialist drug and alcohol services and expanding the use of medically supervised drug consumption facilities. The Special Commission of Inquiry into the Drug ICE is due to hand down its findings in January 2020. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.